She wasn't running for the pure joy of it, that was painfully apparent. She was running to get away from something. Her bare soles flashed white in the dim luster of a stormy but moonlit sky. I floated along behind her, bodiless, a distant observer. The girl could run. No, Siren. The Siren could run. She was alone, but the feeling of some sinister presence was not far behind her. Her breathing was fast but steady, her gait smooth and confident. There was something in one of her fists, but the way her arms pumped made it difficult to see. Whatever it was, she held it so tightly, her knuckles were white. She leapt tussocks, dodged saplings and tangled shrubs, even launched over a fence, clearing it as easily as a trained show jumper would. The sea was not far. I could hear it now. I could hear it the way Targa could hear it, like a million voices singing her home. The sighing of the surf was angels' music to our ears. She would make it to the safety of the ocean, that was clear. She was unbeatable. A storm wrapped in pearlescent skin, with jeweled eyes and liquid grace. She was magnificent. As she approached the chalk cliff, she glanced behind her, eyes wide and skimming the landscape. She faced the sea. It was a long drop to the ocean, even for a Siren, but it was less dangerous than the threat behind her. She faced the water, her perfect forehead marred with worry lines, and leapt, fist tightly curled. A bright red lance of fire appeared like a gash along her arm, then another on the back of her leg. She screamed in agony, spasming in midair. It looked like she were made of cinders, burning through her skin from the inside out. As she arched toward the waves, another bright fissure of light appeared, this one across her back. It burned away her clothing like the fabric was made of dry woven grass. With a hiss and a sizzle, her entire body was consumed, breaking apart into ashes to be whisked away on the wind. The dust of my friend lifted and swirled, gently flying, before congealing into the shape of a bird, a dove made of embers and smoke. It flapped toward the moon. A strangled cry reached my ears. My eyes were open but unseeing, my neck and forehead lined with a slick layer of sweat. Panic sank its claws into my heart. I lurched from my bed, groping for my phone. My heart refused to slow. All I could see was the shape of that dove, trailing ash dust and sparks as it flapped into the sky. Hands quaking, I phoned my phone in the front pocket of my bag and fumbled for Targa's number. I didn't check the time, it didn't matter. I had to hear her voice, know she was all right. The dream was too vivid to bear. Putting the phone on speaker, I set it down as it rang, too jittery and sweaty to hold it. I was too wrung out and freaked to even get back in bed, so I paced back and forth on my area rug, mentally begging Targa to answer.
Saxony?
She answered with the voice of someone who'd recently been deeply asleep. The sound of her siren tone released a thousand white birds from the brittle cupboard of my heart, setting it to pounding with relief and joy.
Targa.
I smiled and brushed away the tears leaking from my eyes.
You're okay.
She gave a tired huff. I'm fine, or I was. It's too early for me to be up. What time is it? There were noises on the other end of the phone, the rustling of fabric, possibly the sound of slippers sliding over a floor.
I have no idea.
I grinned through the moisture rimming my eyes.
I'm so sorry to wake you, but I had to.
I think the question is, are you okay?